Okay, we're on the Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph at the bottom. Pligi Bor of Ami v'Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcho. We had this already before, this machlokis. Chad Omer L'Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, K'chaniyos and Avru, L'Divrei Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon, Zeach or Zeh Avru. One said that the machlokis we had before, Rabbi Yehuda, how high the water was, depends on how they crossed over. If they crossed over in the how they camped, which means 12 mil by 12 mil, so then the water was was 12 mil by 12 mil high. But if they crossed over one after the other, so it was a tremendous amount of time to take to go, so then the water had to be much higher. Rashi. V'divrei Rabbi Yehuda she'omer lo gavu ha'mayim ele shneim osor milin ka'orech machaneim derech haniyosim avroi v'yarden. According to him, they crossed the Yarden as they camped. So they went the full length and breadth of the machane, went over, and therefore didn't take that long to go over, only as long as it takes to go to pass over 12 mil of people. Yachad hilkach lohaya orech ha'avor el shneim osor milin. It only took the time for 12 mil of people to cross over. The divrei Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon, the omer yosim mishalosh meos mil b'zeach or zeh avru. According to Rav Elazar b'Rav Shimon, that the water was more than 300 mil high, had to take a long time to come down because they took a long time to go over. Right? Then avru ish achrei ish nimtzu shesho harbe lavar. Right, they went single file across the Yarden. So you have the whole machane became a single file machane, took a tremendous amount of time to pass over, therefore the water had to be very, very high, so it came down very slowly. D'ichi chaniyosim avru, mishum kula demayim me'odam, lo govin kolkach. Because if it was only 12 mil, even though water travels faster than people do, it wouldn't have had to be so high. Right, if they only they had to pass over 12 milim. Chadomer, the other one said, no, that's not the machlokas. Vein mar, uvein mar, kechaniyosim avu. Everybody holds they went across, not single file, but at the length and breadth of the machane. Mar sover odom kal, one holds that people travel not so much slower than water. There can't be a machlokas in Metzias. Which goes faster, water or people? The shaila is how slow are people compared to water. So one holds no, adam kal, that they're kal enough that they didn't need that high of the water. Umar sover mayim kal, no, water is very much flows much faster, and therefore if the water wasn't very very high and took a while to come down, it would have found them. Rashi, mayim kalim harbe heim kalim in ha'adam. So Rashi says. They're much more, much faster than people. Umar sover adam kal loruts kimo hamayim. Not so much faster. Right? They're equal at least. Okay. Shlach lecho anoshim. Now we're going to go and darshan the psukim by Chetam Raglin. Shlach lecho anoshim. Amrei Shlokish. Shlach lecho midaitcha. Right? The Rebbe Nachum told him to send him if he wants to, but he didn't tell him bedafka and command him to send. Right? The Rabban Shalom knew what was going to be. He wasn't going to send them, right, and do something that in the end he suffered from. Moshe Rabbeinu said, I like the idea, but not necessarily that I was commanded by the Rabban Shalom to do it. Rashi, klum midaitcha, ani eini mitzavoscha. I'm not telling you bedavka to do it. I'm giving you permission. Av Yisrael heim omrim lechok. Klal Yisrael want to descend. Kidosi v'tikrevu nelai kulchem. Ani eini ma'akev al yodcha. I'm not stopping you. You want to do it, do it. Klum yesh odem kolomar ima kodesh baruch hu tziva klum hoya omer lo lasos dover shesofo lovo lidei takola. Right? The Rambam wouldn't command something in the end would come to lidei takola. Omreish Lakish the Ainai Velo Bain of Shomakam was good in my eyes, but not necessarily in the eyes of the Rabban Shalom. Okay. But the Rabban Shalom didn't tell him he shouldn't do it. He left it up to him. And the Rashi says in Chumash that Moshe Rabbeinu thought in the end they wouldn't send. But if he told them they can't say, and then they would suspect that something's wrong, that Moshe's trying to hide something from them. So he figured, he'll tell them they can send, and then they would say, if you're so ready to send, then there's no reason to send. Right, the Vayachpuru comes to tell me that their intention was to insult Eretz Yisrael. The word chofra has a connection to embarrassment, being insulted, embarrassed. The Eilish Mosul, Mati Ruven, Shamua Ben Zakur, Omra Yitzhak, Dover Zem, Mesoris, Biodenu, Meavosenu, Meraglim, Hashem, Maseim, Nikru. The Meraglim, either their names were prophetically given to them. Right? Everybody's name in it, has a hint to what eventually they're going to do. And since a person can choose good or bad, he has the same co-host, so the names can be darshan for the good or darshan for the bad. After the fact, if we know they did bad, we can darshan the names for the bad. Or the pshat is the names in the Torah are not their real names. Those were the names, the nicknames that were given based on what they did. We have one that we know we can darshan clearly the name, the complete name, al shem ma'isav, on what they did. Sesur ben Michoel. Sesur shesoser ma'isav shlakodesh baruch hu. He tried to contradict the ma'isim of the Rabbanu shel olam. Right, Michoel she'osa atzmo mach, just like Michoel is also a nice name, it's the name of a malach, right? But Michoel in this case can be darshan for the bad based on what they did, and he made himself poor, made himself what's it called, he ended up causing his own destruction. Rashi, leboshta shel Eretz Yisrael, osa she'ela she'shoal utchila shluach merag, the whole idea of Shiluach HaMeraglim was an insult to Eretz Yisrael. Right? They should have believed in the Rabbanu Shalom. That was a good land. We had to go to sea. Lo Olabi Adenu, Einonu Yodim Lidrosh. We know that all the names could be Darshan, but the Mesorah we have is only on one. Sosar Dvorav, Hikhish, Vaosa Sono Shalakadish Baruchu Badoi. Sono Shalakadish Baruchu is a euphemism. It means they try to make the Rabbanu Shalom a liar. He told them it's Eretz Tova, and they back and said it's Eretz Ocheles Yosheveh. She'osa sono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mach. Here also it means mchovash. We don't have this girsa. She'osa atzmo mach, which could be the same thing. Atzmo sometimes, like in Gittin, choshav shehorig es atzmo, it really also a euphemism. It means he thought he killed the Rabbanu shel olam, but it's going back on himself. Here it could be the same thing. She'osa atzmo mach doesn't mean he made himself poor, or what's it called, like we said, but it means that he made the Rabbanu shel olam kibiyachol poor, that he couldn't give him Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi had the girsa shasa sono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu mach, which is again a euphemism. Cholosh, he made the Rabbanu shel olam weak. Okay, amrin lekamon afilu balabayis enu yachol ahotzi kelav mishon. But they said that chazaku mimenu, they're even stronger than the Rabbanu shel olam. Even the Rabbanu shel olam can't help us. So he made the Rabbanu shel olam weak. Omer Rabbi Yochanan af onu neemar. I have another one. We can darshan the same way. Nachbi ben Vofsi. Nachbi shehichbi v'dvarav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tried to hide the words of the Rabbanu shel olam, overshadow them. Vofsi shepisei al midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Trampled over the midos of the Rabbanu shel olam. Rashi shehichbi dvarav v'lo amran kamo shehein. Tried to hide and contradict the words of the Rabbanu Shalom. He jumped. She'ein ha'aretz kashir hein. Shelo omron kashir hein. He what's it called? Didn't say as it really was. They jumped over the words of the Rabbanu Shalom, right? As if to say that they didn't report them as they really were. Vayalu b'negev, vayavo at Chevron, vayavo miboyale. It should say they all went to Chevron. Omer Rava Malamit Shapirish Kolei Me'atzas Meraglim v'holach v'nishtateach al kivrei avos. Originally, what's it called? Kolev was with them, and he left them, and he went to prostrate himself on the kvarim of the avos in Chevron. Omer Lohen Avosai Bikshual. Omer Lohen Avosai Bikshual Irachmin she'enotzo me'atzas Meraglim. Yoshua kvar bikesh Moshe olav rachmin. Yoshua didn't have to do this because Moshe already davened for him. Shenemar vayikra Moshe l'Hoshea binun Yehoshua. Kor Yoshiacha miyasas meraglin. V'haynu dichsi v'avdi koliv ekev hoysa ruach acheresimo. Right, Koliv on his own, right, went and davened that he shouldn't be caught up in the plot. Okay. Yeah, so I'm holding myself back to tell you all the, but the Maisa, the basic idea, right, you can look at outlooks and insights there, but the basic idea is that Asas Meraglim wasn't the plot to come back and malign Eretz Yisrael. There was an Eitzah of that door that they thought that since when they came into Eretz Yisrael everything would be done by nature, that they understood nature to mean that they were in control and that the Rabban Shem relinquished his control. And he gave it into the hands of people, hands of natural cause and effect, which isn't the case. The Vilna Gaon says that all of the hashgachas, whether they're nisim gluyim or hester ponim, are all the same, just how it appears to us. But the Rebbe doesn't relinquish his control when it comes to teva. It's just that things look b'derech ha-teva, but it's not cause and effect. So that was atzas hador hazeh. That was their mistake, right? And they should have gone to Eretz Yisrael, seen that it's impossible to conquer naturally, and come to the conclusion. And the Rebbe said it's going to happen naturally. So naturally doesn't mean that we're in control. In economy, we can't do it, but it's still going to happen in a way that looks naturally. They came to the conclusion, since God said it's going to happen naturally, and we can't do it, it can't happen. That was the conclusion. But the Atzas Hador Hazer, that's according to some Midrashim, not Atzas Meraglim, the whole Eitzah of sending Meraglim, not the Eitzah of these Meraglim that they had a plot. That's a basic idea. Okay. Also, Shiloh, why Yoshua, Moshe had a daven for him? Pashut is because he was the leader. And if he failed, then there was no hope. Mashen King Kaliv, if any one of them failed, wasn't so important that they would Kaliv himself wanted to daven for him. Another pshat is that it says that only by Yoshua and Kaliv, only by what's it called, Livnei Yosef, it says Livnei Yosef, Livnei Menashe, because Yosef also brought Diba. And Yehuda also lied to Yaakov. So they were all to lie, Yosef and Yehuda. So therefore, they had a daven dafka for them. Right? The Shiloh is only waiting daven for the one from Menashe also, not only from Ephraim. But in any case, that's what they had a daven for them. So the two different kinds of lies. Yehuda lied outright. He made up something in there, what's it called? That kind of lie you can daven for yourself. That you shouldn't be prone to lying. But Yoshua, Yosef didn't lie. He distorted the situation. He thought he was telling the truth when he brought the Diba. He just saw things the wrong way. That's very hard to daven for yourself because you distort it and you think you're telling the truth. That you need somebody else who's more, objective to daven for you. Okay, in any case, we're getting off the topic. So, okay. V'yikra Moshe l'Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua ko Yoshiacha mi'asas meraglin v'haynu d'chsi v'avdi kol ha'vekev ha'isaruach ha'cheresimo. V'shom Achimon Sheshei v'Talmai Achimon Miyuman Shibaochiv. He was the best. The Miyuman is from the right. The right over here is a symbol of the strong, the best. Sheshei Shemesim Esaoris Kishichosos. When he walks, he what's it called? Destroys the land. Talmai Shemesim Esaoris Tlomim Plomim. He makes the world, the earth into furrows when he walks. Dover Acher Achimon. Bona anas sheishai bona olash talmai bona tilbosh. Okay, Rashi. Yoshua lo hutzrich leilech shekvar bigei shelav Moshe rachamim. V'haynu d'chsi v'avdi kolev v'avi yosef v'lo oretz asher bo shama v'hi chevron k'd'chsi v'yitein es chevron l'kolev. He got that land because that's where he went personally. Shmamino Kalev who the Ozil le Chevron, Miyuman Gibor Shebohem, the strongest one of them. Kamoshi Yad Hayamin Chashuva Minasmol, just like the right is more important, he was the more important, the stronger one. Shaol says Saoris Kibish Chisus, Shemokum raglov mamik ba'aretz meirov kov. Those are so heavy, a big giant. Wherever he stepped, right, made destruction in the land. V'nikar sham keguma ukeshachas. Right, he put holes in the ground when he walked. The loshen sheishai lo porish lanu mai dami l'shchisus. Where is the connection between sheishai and shchisus? V'nira loshen amudei sheish. Right, it could be because sheish comes from amudei sheish, shehein kevedim, which are heavy pillars. U'mokum amodam nikar. And if you take away the pillar, you can see where it stood. Same thing over here. When he picked up his foot, you could see where he stamped down. Klamim, ketelim hamachrisha shemale ha'ofer umamik ba'or. It's like furrows of plowing. Shehayu, let me get it yet, okay. Yulidei ha'anak, what's it? Anak shemanikim chama bekomosan. Right? Since they were so tall, right? It looked like they, what's it called, like their head was sticking into the heavens and competing with the sun. Rashi shemanikim meirov gova komoson domim keilu tzavorim noke va'onek benekev shachama yotzebo. Looked like they were stuck into the heavens with as high as the sun. Okay, the Chevron sheva shonim nivnesa. It says Chevron was built 7 years before Soan Misraim. So Moses can't be that. Ileman Nivnis Mamish, it was built 7 years earlier. Efshar Adam Bona Bayis of no cotton, right? What's it called? Impossible that a person builds a city for his youngest son 7 years before he builds it for his older son. Cotton of no gadol. Dichsiv uvenei Chom. Chom had Chush, Mitzrayim, Put, uKenan. So Kenan was the youngest. And Mitzrayim was the second. So why in the world would he build a city of Chevron 7 years before he built the city of Tzoan for his older son? It was seven times better than Tzoan. The city of Chevron was seven times better than Tzoan. The worst land in Eretz Yisrael was Chevron. Mishum the Kavri Boshachve, and they made it into a cemetery because of that. The Ein Lacham Meula B'Chol Arotzus Yesrmi Meres Mitzrayim. And the best land, the most fertile land, was Mitzrayim. Shenamr Kigan Hashem Keres Mitzrayim. The Ein Lacham Meula B'Chol Eres Mitzrayim. And the best of the best of Mitzrayim was Tzoan. Yesrmi Tzoan. Dechsiv Kihoyu B'Tzoan Sorav. They made it the place where the kings lived. And still Chevron was seven times greater than Tzoan. It was the worst place in Eretz Yisrael. It was seven times better than the place of Mitzrayim. Where says the Chevron Troshim Habu? Chevron wasn't good fertile land. Right, he had to go to Chevron, right, and Lachor, why, to make his korban. Why would he go to Chevron to make a korban? The Mizbeach wasn't in Chevron. He went to get the sheep from there. So you see, it was good grazing land. That's where they raised sheep. He wouldn't go there to make the carbon. He went there to get the carbon. V'tanya, Eilim Mimoav Kvosim Michevron. In Echonami, Eilim, the best Eilim came from Moav, and the best Kvosim came from Chevron. Where it says, Mino, I did the Klisha Aro of the Raya, the shomein kinyana. He said, "What's the enochanami? It's a riot. What I'm saying, right? Good land they don't use for pasture, stam pasture land, right? They plant things there, but since Chevron was not good land, so whatever grew there, whatever pasture, they pastured animals there. So the good kvosim grew in Chevron not because it was good land, because it was pasture land, because it wasn't worth planting." That's Rashi. With no cotton, Canaan, cotton, right, cotton habonim, shalchan, hoya, umitzraim, sheni labonim, mevune, loshen, evne, ibone mimeno, kalomar miusheves, beperos. It was much more quality land than Tzoan. Troshim, sloyim. It was not fertile land. It was land with a lot of rocks. Shein osim peros, keres, lecha. Right, nice fertile land makes a lot of better pears. The Kavri Boshachvi, Logar Sinan, Maitaima, elohachi kamar v'teida ditroshin hi v'ein lo ru'uya l'peiros k'chol shar ha'aretz l'fichach yichdu l'kivros meishim. That's why they made it into a cemetery, because it wasn't worth doing anything else with it. Ki hayu b'tzoin sorav shal melech Yisrael sh'sholchin al paro la'azur li al melech Ashur, when they sent from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim to come and help them fight melech Ashur, alma, so they put the sorin in Tzoan. Alma paro b'tzoan yosef, that's where the malucha was, that's where his palaces were. V'shom holchim l'vaksho. So it must have been very good land. They don't choose the worst land to build your palaces. Elchono v'ashalim es nidri, elchono b'chevron v'ashalim ha'nedr sh'nodarti b'gshur. Kidusi basrei, ki nedr nodar, right, avodecho b'shifti b'gshur. U'v'chevron, my boy, what was he doing in Chevron to do a korban? V'halo lohoyo shom ha'mizbeach kim b'givon. The mizbeach was in Givon, not in Chevron. So why did he go to Chevron to be mishalim his nedr? Lahavi kvasim le ola. From there, he wanted to bring his korban, not to bring the korban there, but to get the animals. The Omer Mar Meseches Menachos kvasim michevron al meeretz mira haisa, was a pasture land. Minoa kolomit shuvoscha atom sayeni. The other rabbi, from there, I'm bringing the proof that it wasn't good land. Shelo haisa chashuva li zorek ishar haaretz meacher shahaya botroshim. Kedamrin above Metzia v'asocher ve'i aro de mechazka be'gerundi he shnehem mishamas. The Gemara says over there that what's it called, that if it's worth planting, that's what's it called, not stam mira, which things just take whatever grows by itself. Deklisha aro offer shel troshim dak v'kolushu muati. The place where it's unfertile land is very thin sand, not thick, and therefore it doesn't grow things good. We talk lo yu chorishim v'zorim. They didn't bother to plow and plant. Also, tvuas meichel adam. So they just let whatever grow there, and they pastured animals there. The avdaraya, right? Mitzamachas umale asavim v'ochlin asom. Whatever grew, whatever vegetation grew, they let grow, and then they fed it to their animals. Ushmon v'shomikinyoner hamik mikne hatzon, right? Shekain derech hatzon lahashbiach be'eretz yedeisha v'troshim yosem eretz lecha. Right? Tzon don't go and eat tvua; they eat pasture land, and pasture land is only land that's not fit for planting. So therefore, it's a raya from there, the opposite. The fact that it was pasture land, that it wasn't good fertile land.